We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert. It is brought to us by Cardinal Corner and those folks down in Jordan, Minnesota, that makes, without a doubt, the best patio furniture in the whole world. And that's called By the Art. We'll talk to Jim about that. Well, this hot, humid summer, not only hard on us, it's hard on our feathered friends as well. So Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner wanted me to remind you to make sure you do a couple of things to keep those birds happy. Keep clean, fresh water out for them, not only to drink, but to bathe. And they remind you, too, to clean those bird feeders and bird houses. They suggest a 10% bleach solution kills the bacteria, clean up the buildup of stale or spoiled seed. That's important as well. Speaking of bird seed, the birds love the seed from Cardinal Corner for one big reason. It is the freshest you will find anywhere. And the good folks will help you choose the right seed to attract the birds you want to attract, too, from 1-pound bags to 50-pound bags. They've got even custom mixes, their own recipes, to bring you the best birds to your backyard. And Pam and Lee say, give your birds a taste of the bird seed. It's been proven the birds will turn up their beaks at anything else. And by the way, all sorts of great tips from the monthly newsletter, and it's free. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. And if you need a gift idea, stop in. See the ladies at Cardinal Corner. All sorts of gift ideas. Cardinal Corner is open 7 days a week. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Here's the phone number, 651-455-6556, or online, as I said, cardinalcorner.com. Pay them a visit. You're going to find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim. For it's at 69 degrees now. We just dropped 1 degree in the past hour.
Oh, 69. All right. Well, we have 64 here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. 64, clear, and northwest breeze. And Northern Cardinal is just singing like everything in our neighborhood, and several blue jays are calling, too. Some really nice sounds out there this morning. Beautiful morning. See, yesterday was our 10th 90 or above day in the Twin Cities metro area this year. The average for the warm season is 11 days, so we're getting close to the average. Sunrise today, 5:49, set 8:49. Gives us exactly 5 hours of daylight. We've lost 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 13 minutes since last Sunday, and a total of 36 minutes of daylight have been lost since June 20th, the summer solstice and longest daylight period of the year. Normal high for today is 83. Did you hear what it's supposed to be today?
It's going to be 78, so a lot more comfortable.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, a little below normal then. Normal high 83, normal low 64. Records for today, July 23rd in the Twin Cities, high 105, set in 1934, that's 83 years ago, a low 46, set in 1850, 167 years ago, and the most precipitation, the most rain we received in this date was in 1987, 30 years ago on this date, it rained 9.15 inches on the Twin Cities, at least by the airport where the official readings are taken. A lot of water 30 years ago today. Today is midsummer new moon, so we can't see the moon tonight. By tomorrow evening, there'll be a very thin new crescent moon that'll be visible just before it sets, a few minutes before it sets at 9:45. Lots of things happening outdoors right now. Purple martin young have been fledging. Ruby throated hummingbirds nectar on hosta flowers. Some Canada geese are flying again after molting their flight feathers in June. Young hatch of the year geese are also testing their new flight feathers, so whole families can be seen airborne. Julie Brophy from Victoria saw Canada geese flying over the city there this past Wednesday morning, and her son Christian spotted a small flock of Canada geese flying over Lake Waconia Thursday, July 20th. American goldfinches continue to feed on the seeds they collect from Canada thistle seed heads. You can see if there's patches of Canada thistle around, you'll be sure to see American goldfinches and they're eating. The first locally grown sweet corn is available. Have you had any yet?
No, but I'm thinking about it today, now that you're reminding
me
of it. Yes.
There's some good stands out there where you can get it. Mike and Colleen Klingelhutz are growers. They grow acres of sweet corn on their farm located just south of the city of Waconia. They and their family had their first sweet corn feast on July 12th, and they're selling fresh picked corn daily at their stand at the Colony Plaza in Waconia. Honeybees forage out for as far as 2.5 miles from their hives. I don't know how people figure that out, but that's interesting to me that they go that far away. Look for them on flowers of thistles, common milkweed, wild clematis, white sweet clover, white Dutch clover, St. John's wort, Russian sage, purple coneflowers, and many other flowering species. The pollen they collect is used to feed their developing young in what we call the brood hive. That's the lower one. Nectar is changed to honey in the honeybee's special stomach and is stored in cells in the upper supers. And I was talking to a beekeeper last night, Ray Simon, and he said that he's had to put on several more supers, so now his hive is well over 6 feet tall. In fact, he's got 10 hives, but one of them is well over 6 feet tall already. Throughout southern Minnesota and western Wisconsin, field corn is pollinating, so you see the silks, you can see the tassels, and farmers are harvesting their third crop of alfalfa. In northern Minnesota, 4-foot-tall fireweed has clusters of rose-purple flowers. This wildflower rapidly invades sites after forest fires. Other wildflowers seen in the north now blooming include Pearly Everlasting, Pipsissewa, Harebell, St. John's Wort, Dogmane. Those are just a few of them. The blueberry is probably the most sought after of all wild berries in our part of the world. This tiny fruit lures thousands of Minnesotans to the North Woods. Many people plan vacations during the ripe berry season. A successful blueberry outing can be talked about for years. I know our family does. Blueberries grow on low shrubs in sandy acid soil of dry open forests and clearing, and in rocky areas in the region of the coniferous forest. For many years, our family picked blueberries in the Jack Pine Forest at Lake George, about 7 miles east of Itasca State Park. My brother David and sister-in-law Nancy Gilbert are at Lake George now and report that blueberries are ripe for picking. David and Mary Brislance note that blueberries are ripe along the Gunflint Trail in the Arrowhead region of Minnesota. And David and Diana Herring from Waterville, that's in the Mankato area, but they just returned from the Ely area, and they report that wild blueberries are ripe there, plus service berries and wild strawberries are ripe. Not only do blueberries, with their 83% water content, taste great, but nutritionally they are valuable, for they contain vitamins A and C, plus calcium, phosphorus, potassium, and some of the B vitamins. In pursuit of wild blueberries, pickers may be forced to walk long distances, stand, squat, or bend in awkward positions. I yield but not succumb to the blazing sun and hot temperatures. Battle mosquitoes and deer flies. Watch out for wood ticks and poison ivy. And give the right of way to local bears. The black bears love them. Remember, blueberry crop is the bear's main course, and we're just out there gathering a little dessert. I've seen that happen in the blueberry patches. Incredible. Do we have time for a little more?
Sure. Yeah, let's have a little more.
Okay. In a good share of Minnesota's lakes are called and are considered to be warm water lakes, so their surface water temperatures can be expected to rise to 80 degrees or a bit higher during warm spells in July and into August. Jim Hovda, who lives on the edge of Little Rock Lake near Rice in Benton County, reports that yesterday the water temperature hit 80 degrees. Norton Stillman reports from Roosevelt Lake, that's an outing, the water temperature was 79 degrees at about noon this past Friday. Jimmy Mays from the Inton Marina on the south side of Lake Waconia recorded a water temperature last evening, about 8 o'clock, I called there, 81.9 degrees water temperature. Now, normally we take water temperatures down a foot in at least 5 feet of water. But Jimmy Mays also notes that sunfish and crappies are biting well, and there's been a good largemouth bass, and northern action. Now we'll go on the other end of the water temperature. Captain Rob Herring from Optimum Charters out of Canal Park in Duluth reports that 8 a.m. yesterday, 5 miles out on Lake Superior, the surface temperature was 59. Now, that's 4 degrees warmer than the last week, though. 66 feet down, water temperature was 51. 80 feet down, it was only 48. His clients fish mostly for lake trout, and they've been having some really good luck lately.
Say, Jim, before we talk about By the Yard, Nancy in Crystal is on the horn with a question. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Jim. I'm wondering why there aren't any crickets chirping this summer. None.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's the snowy tree cricket that you hear so often. Last year they started chirping on July 22nd. So I went out last night. I walked 2 miles trying to hear the snowy tree crickets. Couldn't hear them.
Couldn't. Huh.
They should start tonight or tomorrow night.
Okay. Let's see what happens. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the one that you're missing. There are other crickets too, and from now on, believe me, Nancy, you're going to hear many of them.
And you can sit in your by the yard furniture and listen too.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to do, but I thought I couldn't hear any from there, so I had to go on this walk. Well, I wanted to anyway, but couldn't hear them.
Well, Jim, and I love this for CCO Land made furniture and making down near Jordan, Minnesota. Call By the Yard, family-run business to this day. And we don't mention it maybe enough, Jim. It's maintenance-free. I mean, maybe you hose it off in the spring, right? Get some
dust
off.
You know what? To be fair, we do clean ours off from time to time because dust collects on it. But
you don't have to paint it or stain it or anything like that.
No. Yep.
Every piece is maintenance-free.
And it holds its color. It doesn't fade in the sun.
That's right.
That's what we appreciate,
too. Yeah, the 35-year warranty. Nicest people in the world, too, that run that business. And once you really experience By the Yard Furniture, you will never buy anything else. You just want to keep adding pieces to it.
That's right.
It really is. Some people have to buy new furniture like every 2 or 3 years because furniture outdoors can really take a beating here in Minnesota. And you can customize it, too. Tell you what, Jim and I recommend getting that free color catalog. There's a couple of ways to do it. You can call toll free or their local number. Let me give you both phone numbers. A lot of folks call after Jim's show. 952-492-2777 or toll free 877-220-0448. Or if it's easier to get on the web and get that catalog, just go to buytheyard.net. Buytheyard.net. You're going to love that furniture. Get that catalog for sure.
I should make another comment, too. We had some terrific winds this summer.
Oh, yes.
And ours is just right out in the open. Hasn't moved in the air.
Does not move. Very substantial.
I mean, not that it couldn't if you had,
Right.
I don't know, 80-mile-an-hour winds. But, I mean, we've had 50-mile-an-hour winds, and it has not budged.
And it's very comfortable furniture as well.
Great.
What else do you have for us, Jim?
Well, Bert and Vi Ackerman live in Shakopee and have gladiolus blooming in their garden and have been since earlier in July. They also have a single pair of eastern bluebirds. Now, this pair is nesting for the third time. Three young fledged from the first nesting, five young fledged from the second brood, and now in the new nest, a new nest contains five eggs that are being incubated. That's one pair. They're called recurrent nesters when they nest several times. Now, most birds are not recurrent nesters, but eastern bluebirds are. Last evening, I read an entry on fireflies from a new book just released last week. It's called Nature at Our Doorstep and is by Matt Schutt, naturalist at the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. Matt writes that male fireflies provide the aerial light show while the females flicker from the ground during the mating ritual. A clap of thunder can cause a field of fireflies to flash simultaneously, which may explain why they are also called lightning bugs. The pages of Matt's book are filled with information to help any thoughtful person better understand what's outside their own doors and windows. Matt will be signing his new book at the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum next Saturday, July 29th, from 1 to 3. Talking about fireflies, our son John and wife Lee and their two young sons are camping this weekend at Hutchinson's West River Park on Otter Lake and report seeing many fireflies last evening. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault and Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield report that fireflies continue to be very numerous. David and Diana Herring from Waterville also report fireflies are numerous, but sun gold and moon gold apricots are ripe. Garden blueberry shrubs are still producing well. Tom Bovers from Faribault says American robins are eating choke cherries. Bumblebees are numerous on garden and wild Monarda flowers. And last week he saw least pectoral and solitary shorebirds migrating. And he saw hummingbird clearwing moth in the garden. David and Mary Brislance from Lutzen report that this weekend, two juvenile flying squirrels, they said they're really small, like the size of chipmunks, arrived at their feeding station. Hazelnuts are mature size and still green, but red squirrels and chipmunks are climbing up the hazelnut shrubs, eating the nuts. Wild red raspberries are not ripe yet, even though the blueberries are. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur will be taking part in the National Chimney Swift Count that the next weekend, and we'll have reports on that here. They are now seeing the second generation of eastern tiger swallowtail butterflies on the wing, and they're seeing woolly aphids and giant ichneumon wasps. And they notice that hummingbirds are numerous at the feeders. Of course, the young are now coming to the feeders, too. And they said that, to their surprise, downy woodpeckers are also drinking the sugar water. And we're noticing the same thing in our yard. I have to put new sugar water out, every other day or something like that. And the downy woodpeckers are sure taking their share, along with Baltimore orioles, too, and, of course, the hummingbirds.
Well, we're just about out of time, Jim, but a listener says, please have Jim repeat the name of the author and the book. Name of the book.
Oh, the name of the book. Yes, I've got it right in front of me. Nature at Our Doorstep by Matt Schutt.
Very good.
Available at the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum and I'm sure many other bookstores.
Other bookstores as well. Thanks, Jim. Let's talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
Have a good week.
Bye for now.
Jim Gilbert back with Nature Notes next Saturday here on 830 WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.